Good morning, Nick. How are you?
Oh, this is not going to get confusing at all. Nick and Nick, this is going to be great. Now, Nick, tell me a little bit about the story behind the message, mental illness is a gift.
Yeah, I mean, my mental illness is a gift. I speak about it in the eye as much as I can. Mm. I can get very down on myself. I can get very kind of enveloped in my shame and stuff like that. And it can set me back. It sets me back a long way. And if I think about my defects of character, what other people and what I would normally assume, associate with the result of my trauma, my addiction, my depression, my post-traumatic stress, all those things that I actually deal with every day. If I think of those as defects of character, then it really does hold me back. If I sort of switch it a little bit and think, well, okay, what positives do I get from those things? Then it actually makes me a better writer. It makes me a better creative. It makes me a better entrepreneur. It makes me more helpful. And it makes every day a lot easier, actually.
So what do you see as the gifts then in that case?
Look, I think, you know, in terms of working in startup and working with small businesses as I do, the obsessive thinking that I have, the crazy obsessive thinking that I have, actually is helpful because I see little details that other people may not see. That's actually a real gift. The fact that I'm not particularly risk averse is actually really helpful in business too. That can, in your life, in your everyday life, that can actually hold you back sometimes and make you make foolish decisions or make you go off, you know, sort of half-cocked a bit. But in business, sometimes that's a good perspective to have. A lot of the times I advise and mentor startup people and small business people who are really conservative, you know, so to have a sort of objective viewpoint that's actually less risk averse is actually really helpful. And my depression and my addiction certainly gives me that gift, you know, to be a little bit not loose and crazy in that way, but just, you know, a little bit less risk averse.
Like, the risk taking is an interesting one for me, because do you think people who have that kind of a riskier mindset when it comes to jobs or even sort of more creative careers, do you think they might be more likely to have mental health issues?
The studies show that a lot of people who are in my world will actually, you know, up to 70% of people who are entrepreneurial in nature will in their lifetime have some sort of mental illness upset or interruption to their mental health. That just tells me that, not everyone who has mental illness is creative, but certainly a lot of people who are creative have a little bit about them that is a little bit different to somebody else or to the mainstream populace. And I think very easy to get consumed in, oh, this is what's wrong with me, you know, I can't achieve anything, I don't have a sustainable career, I don't have this and that, but these days you don't need those things a lot of times, in the world that I live in at least.
Certainly the focus of a day like Are You OK Day is about kind of openly encouraging a proper conversation about this. Now, you talk very openly about your personal struggles. Do you think this has been incredibly beneficial for you?
It's been the best thing that I've ever done. It's been the hardest thing that I've ever done. You know, I speak very openly about my addiction and my depression and my PTSD. And a lot of people send me messages and speak to me, you know, without telling the whole world that they're speaking to me or disclosing what's happened to them. And I would never have those conversations, and they would never have those conversations unless I was so frank about it. That's kind of selfish on my part. I know it sort of seems like there's altruism there, but I'm actually really selfish in the fact that when I speak about my own stuff, it lets me unhook that chain, you know, it lets me open that lid, and that's a great, great benefit to me. And the bonus of it is that, you know, some other people get some benefit from it too. But if I'm really honest, Nick, it's about how can I relieve some of the stress and the tension on my own self because of this, you know, pent up ball of shame that just has so much less power over me if I open it up and let it out.
Well, look, Nick, obviously there's no solution that fits absolutely everyone, but just from your kind of perspective, have you got a bit of advice from anyone who does feel that kind of pressure from a bit of a mental illness who needs to reach out? What would you say to them?
Yeah, this is just my opinion, Nick. I'm not... Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, absolutely, we know
but,
that.
But I would say find someone who will listen, not judge you, not try and give you a solution, not try and fix anything. Just someone who will listen, you know. And I, during my life, I've rung Lifeline a couple of times. I've had associations with Beyond Blue. These people just listen. They don't judge you. They don't whatever else. They just give you the kindness you need. You know, when you're at your very lowest point, all you need actually is kindness. And that's why you need to seek out somebody or something that will listen and give you some empathy and kindness without judgment or trying to fix it or trying to shame you more or anything like that. But I can tell you, once you take your lid off, once you take the lid off that shame and just let it a little bit, life becomes so, so much easier and means that, are you okay day especially? It means you can be a little bit more okay even just for one day.
Nick, it's an amazing perspective you've got on it, and thank you for sharing it with Breakfast this morning.
You're very welcome, Nick. Thanks for asking, mate.
Mate, take a great day.